Okay, today is Daf Bei Tes. Today's Daf and the week is sponsored by Beryl and Sherry Daskal. Zeich and Nishmas, Baruch Yehuda ben Yosef Yechiel Michal, Shamash and Avin Leah. We are on Pei Ches Amud Beis, about 6-7 lines from the bottom, from Amar Mar. So, discussing the Brisa that was brought previously. The Brisa that was brought previously stated that if you find, and you have, I guess you have five Karbonos Pesach, and after the Zrika of the Karbonos, you find that one of the hides of the Karbonos has a mum. We just don't know, the Abelis. So if you find in one of the hides that was mixed together, the Abelis, all of them don't eat it, because it's possible, all those groups don't eat it, because it's possible that there was their Karbonos, was the one that had the mum. However, the Braisa said, everybody does not make, no one makes a Pesach Sheni. Gemara asked the obvious question, but we have one karbon, so it's one person or one group that's not yotze. One of them had a karbon that had a karbon that was puzzle. So they weren't yotze with Pesach Rishon. So why aren't they bringing a Pesach Sheni? What are you supposed to do, right? Right, Gemara says, "Hava ha'ikachad delo nafik." Gemara says, "Well, we have a problem because mishum delo efshar, because there's no way to bring about this Pesach Sheni. There's no way to bring it. Because Heichi Lavi, what should we do?" Okay, first, we're going to go through a whole bunch of possibilities and reject each one as to why it's not possible in order to get this group to bring a Pesach Sheni. Number one, the Lacey Kol Chad Chad, let each group bring, Pesach Sheni. Each group will bring it. So he says, no, Kamaisi Chulam Azara. What ends up happening there is the four, Rashi points out, the four groups that wherever Yotze, when they bring the Pesach Sheni on in ER, they're going to they bring Chul and Lazar. It's not a real korban. You're not allowed to do that. There's no chiyuv to bring that korban, right? He says Hakamaisi Chul Lazara, right? The Arba Aminayu Avdi Luhu, because four of them are already potter from Korban Pesach, and since they're not chayiv in the Pesach that they bring now is really Chulin. So Gemara says, okay, Laisi Kulu Chad Pesach. Let each of them bring. Let's together, I guess, all of them bring one Korban Pesach. That's not Chulin Lazara. Why? Because there's one person, one group that obviously required, so it's definitely a required Korban Pesach. Where it says no, because then Nimsa Pesach and Ne'echal Shalol L'Menuyov. Because then the Pesach has been brought, or it's being shechted on account of people who really aren't registered on it. Now we just bring it all the time. The four of them are already putter. Let's continue the Gemara. He says, "V'leisi kulu chad pesach." No, nimsa pesach nechal shlo menuyov. So hamai. So what are you going to say? Naisi kol chad minayu. Let's bring. Each one of them should bring the korban pesach. V'nisni v'neima. And they should make a tznai. And they say as follows: MDD. If mine was the baal mum originally a month ago, hada isi hashda pesach. Then what I'm bringing now is the korban pesach. The EDD Tom, and if mine was kosher last month, then Haida Asi Hashta, that which I'm bringing now, Nahave Shlomim. It should bring a Korban Shlomim. What's the big deal? Right? I make a Tznai. If mine is kosher, it's good. If mine was puzzled before, this is a Korban Pesach. If mine was kosher before, this is a Shlomim, because a Pesach, Shalom is Mano, is a Korban Shlomim. I think we're going to have a problem with that, though, because the way you go about eating a Korban Pesach and the way you go about eating a Korban Shlomim are different. The Gemara says, "Mishum di ika chazei v'shok de kohanim hu da'achilei." Because we have the problem of the chazei and the shok. Because the chazei and the shok of a shlamim have to be eaten by the kohen. So that means, if I don't have a kohen who's on this Korban Pesach, I'm saying that this might possibly be a shlamim. So I have to treat it as a shlamim, which means I have to give the chazei and the shok to the kohen. But giving the chazei and the shok to a kohen is, again, lolam nuyav. Right? Rashi says, "Mishum tohav di ika chazei v'shok." The shlomim should tzorich li'tein l'kohen, and li'nasin l'kohen, bring the kohen. V'yev shal aseisin, you can't give it to him. Da'kol chav d'chad shema hayavi pesach, because each korban is possibly that was a pesach. V'nimtza machil l'kohen, it turns out they're giving food from the korban pesach to the kohen, shlonim na'olav, who wasn't registered on it. And you can, that's a problem, you can't do that. So Gemara says, okay. V'nesi kol chav d'chad kohen ba'adei. So each group, pull a kohen along, and have the kohen be part of their group, and give that kohen the chazei v'shok, and therefore, if it's a korban shlomim, then you're giving the chazei v'shok. If it's a shlomim, yeah, it's called the chazei v'shok.
If the person made a pesach rishon, he's allowed to do a pesach sheni. not.
Say again?
How are we going to find a coin? Would you bring a
basic coin? Let's continue in the Gemara. So Venezi Kochab and Chad Kohen Bade. So Gemara says, Hi Kohen Hechidami. This Kohen, what's his scenario? Either Abed Pesach, if he was already Yotze the Pesach of Pesach Rishon, he can't be a part of this, because Dilma, Hai Pesachu. Right? Maybe this is a current Pesach. V'nimtza Pesach Nechal Shlom Nuyav. Then it's talking about an individual who's not registered, because he already was Yotze. V'idalo Abed Pesach, and if he did not make the current Pesach before, and he needs a Pesach Sheni, right? So that may, but still nevertheless, Dilma, maybe Shlomimhu, maybe the carbon that this Kohen is not a problem. He needs to bring a carbon Pesach, and he now has a 20% chance that the carbon that he was registered on is a carbon shlomim. So that's not fair to him, right? So he says, right, the low of the Pesach, dilma shlomim hu, below of the Pesach, and he's going to go the whole year without making the carbon Pesach. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. Nasi kol chamisha chad kohen below of the Pesach. I guess all five should bring a kohen, right? Should bring a kohen, right? How does this work? Rashi says, "Nesei kulu chamish shachad kol mul Pesach v'nimne b'hadi kol chad." And then I guess he has a point on all of them. Right? Point this one: find the kohen for sure who doesn't have, who wasn't yotzei the Pesach Rishon, and appoint him and be registered as on all five groups. The man of shach ikachad lo v'Pesach, because one of these is definitely kol Pesach. So he's going to get the chazav v'shok for five karbanos. Four of them are going to be shlamim. One of them is going to be his carbon Pesach, and he's going to be Yotze, and it'll be good.
How is this different from the wife who has to choose between the father and the husband? You can't be registered
to the spouse
in that case.
I think that may be the answer. He says, the Gemara says, the Rimanashach ikachad lovi pasach, the kanafik bay. Oh, why is that different? Because he's on five. There he was choosing one or the other. Here he's, I think he's saying right away, I'm on all five. Is that the case? V'naisi kol chamisha, chad kohen, delovet pesach, v'nimne alav v'chanei chamesh, and the count of kohen for all five, v'nimadashov ikachad delovet pesach, because there's one here for sure is not the Pesach, and I guess he gets baked at t'nai. The kanafik bay, and he's yotzei. Right. They ask another question. Is that the question is, what about how does it work? The korban pesach has to be the last thing that you eat, right? Eim aftir nachal korban pesach bekomin. So let's say he's on all five, and korban number three is the real korban pesach. So he eats korban pesach number three, and now he's eating more after korban four or five. Afterwards, he's eating maftir nachal pesach afikomin. Another question. The Gemara says, right. So I guess the Gemara assumes that this is potentially a good idea. Is Ella, the reason is, Mishum, the kamimait be'achilas ha'shlamim. What you're doing now is you're limiting the amount of time that the four korban ha'shlamim can be eaten. Because you have to treat them all as a korban pesach. Korban pesach can only be in that night. Next morning, it's no sar. Korban ha'shlamim has the night, the day, and the following night. So what you're doing is you're mevi'in kachin le'beis l'psul. And we don't like that. You're being kachin le'beis l'psul. The kamimait be'achilas ha'shlamim. The pesach nechal le'yom v'layla. Really, it's going to be v'layla. It's 2 days in a night. And since we're choshish, each of these are possibly korban pesach, so what you end up doing is you're going to have to finish eating those korbanos right away that night, and then you're going to have treat them as nosar the next day, but you're limiting the amount of time that the four korbanos shlamim can be eaten, and that's not that's a problem. So Gemara says, okay, this one is even more difficult. He says, v'nese, I kind of feel that they're just going through like some mental gymnastics, because the answers sometimes to these are very obvious. He says, V'nesei mosar Pesach, bring a leftover Pesach. What is that? Why? Because V'nema, with a leftover Pesach gets treated like a korban Pesach, and therefore it's a shlamim that's eaten the time of the korban Pesach. So therefore you're not limiting the amount of time that you're eating, right? Rashi says, V'nesei mosar Pesach. Rashi says, "Mitchilaso yisne alav." Initially, you make the tnai. Im sheli tam haya. If I was yotze back then, zei a mosar pesach. What I'm bringing now should be a mosar pesach. Shu karav shlamim, which is born as a shlamim. V'hu kepesach shenechal yom v'layla. It's only eaten for a day, and you know, the same time as the korban pesach. So it says, the Gemara says, "V'nei se Moshe Pesach v'neima." And he should say, "Ibal mo, idi di bal mo." If I wasn't yotzi Pesach rishon, haydai si hashon navi Pesach. That's what I bring now as a current Pesach. Idi di tamu. If mine was a good current Pesach back in, a month ago, nahavi haydai si hashon shlamim. Mine should be it should be a shlamim. The Moshe Pesach nechol yom alayla echad. And Moshe Pesach is going to be eaten one day and just going to be eaten by the night. So Gemara says right away, "V'chi mafrishin tchilam osaros." What's going on here? How are you mafr something to say? The idea of a Moser Pesach means it was a carbon Pesach that was left over. How do you lechachila assign the carbon to be a Moser Pesach? It doesn't, I mean, I don't understand what the Havim would be. How can you make something a leftover? That's a rigid, you can't have leftovers if it's the first time you're eating it. Right? Leftovers are only after Shabbos, then you have your leftovers on Sunday. Right? You can't have a Moser Pesach means it was a Pesach, and now it's left over. You can't create a leftover without having it initially be there. Right? So that's what Gemara says. V'china frishin t'chila l'mosaros. Gemara says, okay. V'nitchechu v'naisi Moser Pesach. What they should do is go ahead, these people should go ahead and find Moser Pesach. Go ahead and find an animal that was left over. How would that be left over? Maybe originally somebody a month ago, they were mafresh two to be carbon Pesach, and then they used one, or they were mafresh one, and they got lost, and they were mafresh a second one, and then the first one was found. So go find a nice Moser Pesach. Right? Rashi says, Yivokshu anashim shenisoro lem Pesachai. Find people who would have a leftover, almost Pesach, people who have leftover money from the Korban Pesach. They set aside money to buy a Korban Pesach. They set aside $100. They only use 50. So get that $50, right? And then make it tonight. And if I was Yotze back then, this is a Korban Shlomim. If I wasn't a Yotze back then, this is my Korban Pesach. But I have no problem with the Korban Shlomim, because, and I have the Kohen on it, and I have all those things on it. And I have no problem about limiting the time of eating, because it's a Moser Pesach. And the Moser Pesach is eaten like the Pesach. So the Gemara says, okay, you're right, you can do that. Ella, what's the reason why they can't bring a Korban Pesach? Is a Pesach Sheni? Mishum Smicha. Because you have to do Smicha. You have to rest your hands, press your hands onto the animal. Dilu Pesach, Korban Pesach, lo boi Smicha. Does not require Smicha. Dilu Mosar, boi Smicha. But Mosar Pesach does require Smicha, because that's part of the Shlomim, and therefore you can't make this tonight, because you're going to be stuck the same way you're going to be stuck, because the Korbanos are treated differently. And I don't understand the whole idea. Are these things really mi'akev b'di'evin? If I didn't do smicha, is it mi'akev b'di'evin? You're talking about a possibility of a person who wasn't Yotzei's Korban Pesach. If it wasn't Yotzei's Korban Pesach, but you violate, you chayav karis if you don't bring your Korban Pesach. So these things are docha, the fact that you may bring kachin l'beis hapsol, the fact that you can't do smicha, all these things are docha, Korban Pesach, are docha, the possibility. One guy is not going to bring his Korban Pesach, and he's going to be chayv karis. Right? Tosos asks that similarly. I think Tosos says, maybe in a moment. Tosos seems to say, Tosos hani mili di aved, he says, v'yish lomar, ditov she yitche safek karis, it's better to push off a safek karis, right? Because there's only a 20% chance I have karis here, b'shev al taisa, without doing anything, right? Mimashi yosu rubam shaloka hagun, kifar rubam asu pesach. It's better that this guy should be stuck with a safek karis, as opposed to everybody else that they should do and bring a carbon in an inappropriate manner. I'm like, really? I mean, this is karis we're talking about. I don't see that. Okay. So the Gemara is now back to the saying that the problem is smicha. The problem is that you can't do smicha. So the Gemara says, okay, hatena korban hashim, anoshim, but korban nashim, maik lememar. That makes sense if you're talking about the korban brought by men. Korban brought by men requires smicha, because they can go in and do the smicha. The korban brought by women does not require smicha. So again, neither here requires smicha. The question is, can you have a korban Pesach of only women? I didn't know that was a possibility. I didn't know that was allowed.
Why wouldn't it be allowed?
I just thought that was one of the rules, that the korban Pesach had to have men. I didn't know you're allowed to have a korban Pesach of only women. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. So according to that, then.
I mean, all that the Baal Korban is a Baal Korban is a woman.
The group is women only.
Only women.
Right. So Michael and Mamer, they don't need smicha in either case. They want to say, okay, you're right. Ella, the reason is mishum matanos, because there are different ways to sprinkle the blood on the mizbeach. Dilu Pesach matana achas. The Pesach only sprinkled once. Dilu shlamim shnayim shim arba. Sprinkled twice to the four. Shlamim, you sprinkle on each corners and it spreads to the four. So it's two different types of sprinkling. So the Gemara says, "My nafkamino." Well, who cares about that? Hatznad. The Mishkan Zvachim says, "Kol hakarban, kol hanitanim al mizbeach achitzon." Anyone whose blood is put on the outer mizbeach, shenisanam b'matan achas kiper. If you do it in one sprinkling, you're fine. So that doesn't make a difference. I said, okay. So you see here, the Gemara seems to indicate, oh, but it's only b'diavad. It's only the chathila, but b'diavad we're okay. So say all these things, b'diavad it's okay. The Gemara says, Ella, okay, you're right, mishum de'ilu pesach b'shvicha. It's the manner that you go about putting the blood on the mizbeach. The korban pesach is poured out from the cup onto the mizbeach. But the shlamim, it's sprinkled, it's tossed. So that's a little different. So Gemara says, "May nafkamina, who cares?" Bahatanya, we learned another brisa. Kol hanitanim bezrika, anything that's supposed to be sprinkled, shenasanim like the shlamim, shenasanim b'shvicha that you poured it out like the korban pesach, yotza. So ema de kamrinan di oven the chachila nami. So Gemara answers, no. All these things that we said that you can do it, that it's still yotze. That's only b'diavad. We don't allow you to do that lichachila. And then Tosos asks the question that we ask. What does that? What do you mean? Tosos says, right? He said, what do you mean? They're talking about a suffik karis. And I just don't understand Tosos' answer. It's a suffik karis. You have to do. So you're in a very, very difficult situation. So this is the perfect opportune time. This is a b'diavad situation. So bring the korbanos and throw the blood like the korban pesach. Bring the korbanos and sprinkle the blood like the korban pesach. And just make sure that this guy brought his korban pesach. And the other ones are going to be shlamim. They're not going to be born in the most, you know, lichatilu's fashion. Okay, but would you look at Karis here? I don't understand Tosis' answer. What? The solution is that they cannot bring this. They can't bring. They don't bring a Pesach Sheni.
And you weren't really necessarily here to the person.
And one group out of these five was not Yotze Korban Pesach.
So could the five groups not all allow the original
korbanos
to be
nosel
and then burn them and then bring.
But then they were yotze with the korban pesach. Once the blood was sprinkled, they were yotze.
If they leave it, it becomes nosel and that can be burnt,
and then they can bring. Well, they only find out about it after it's sprinkled, and once it was that's the case, and once it was sprinkled, they were yotze the korban pesach. Nobody ate the stuff, obviously, because at the time.
But they didn't eat it, so it becomes nosel, so they can burn it. But they couldn't bring another one.
No, as soon as the blood was thrown on the mizbeach. They were yotze the korban pesach, even though they didn't eat it.
Okay.
They can't bring another one. They were already yotze.
Right.
Once the blood was thrown. Right. Okay.
What?
Right. Sorry.
It would be a
shaygi, right?
It wouldn't actually get
karis. Well, it's a suffik karis, I guess. I don't. But not going to get karis. But you're talking about a very, very serious situation. Okay. Next mishnah. Ha'omer lebanav. Someone says to his children. Right, I'm not exactly sure how this works. Harini shochid es haPesach al misheyale mikem rishon Yerushalayim. I'm shechting the korban pesach, and whoever of you get to Yerushalayim first, you're going to be included in my korban pesach. Everybody else has to bring their own. You're on your own to bring it. Right, I'm not buying the matzah for you this year. You have to buy your own matzah. I have to bring the korban pesach myself. So kevan so you have a photo finish. Right, who gets in, who's first? Kevan shehipnas rishon rosho verubo. Once his head and most of his body comes into Yerushalayim, Zaka b'chelko, he's Zocha, he gets the prize. And the Mishnah says, U'mezakis echav imo. And he pulls his brothers along also, and his brothers are also included in the Korban Pesach. So the Gemara says, Sima mina, you see from here, yesh breira. You should see from here that there's going to be breira. Why? Because it wasn't when he shechted the Korban,
he
didn't know which son was going to be first. Right, so then, so Mar says, no. Amar Rav Yochanan, kedei lezarzim v'mitzvos kamar. What's going on here is that the father has everybody in mind. He just wants to get them to come to Yerushalayim on time. Don't be late. So he says, whoever's going to be first is going to be included. It's to get them to be alacrity, you know, to have alacrity to come to Yerushalayim. It's kedei lezarzim. Right, Rashi says, she's daris called echelios rishon. And that's when he told them also. And the words of Dekanami, you can make a deek like that from the Mishnah as well. Diktani, because the fact that the Mishnah says, Umizaka Echav Imo, he pulls his brothers along. And how can he pull his brothers? If it's only talking about that the first one is the one who's Yotze, how is he pulling his brothers along? Right? If you say that, you have what we just said, that they were initially included in the Korban Pesach by the father, Shapir. And I understand why, basically, what he's doing is he's going to get the credit to pull his brothers along. That's only because they were included initially. And if you're going to say that they weren't initially included, they weren't initially registered on the Korban, so then after he shechs, they're pulled along into the Korban. You can't. They can't come along afterwards. V'hatnan, right, the Mishnah says later on, Nemni Mimoshi Medemi Menu Achi Yishachit. You can be put on and take off, you can register, and you can drop the class and add the class. When's the deadline? Shrita. Right, so Shrita. Right, so Shema Minah, that we're talking about the case where he was initially, everyone was included initially, he's just telling them to be Mizaris, for them to be quick. At Taina Mihachi, you have a similar Bryce that says, Maise, that this happened, that the someone sent him a shekin to Korban Pesach, whoever comes first, V'kadmu bonos labonim. The daughters got there before the sons, V'nim subonos zerizos, subonim shveilim. The bonos, the daughters are obviously, they're zerizos, and the sons were lazy, and that's but they were all included in the Korban Pesach. Okay, next Mishnah. La'olam nimnim alav, atshieh bo kezayis, called echa v'echad. How many people can be included, can be registered on the Korban? So long as each person can have a kezayis. I guess somehow they knew how many kezayisim were in each animal, and up to that amount, it can be brought on the korban, right? And then the Mishnah says, nimnim, they could retract. Nimnim means they can be register. Umoshkim, they can unregister. Esyadei mimenu ad sheyishachet, until shrita. Right, that's the time to go back and forth until shrita. I want to be with him. I want to be with him. Rav Shimon Omer ad sheyizrak as adam. He says no until they throw the dam. So the Gemara says, my kamash malon. What's this coming to teach us? Why do you mean that it says la'olam? What does la'olam mean? He says, hakamash malon, the af al gav the imne alav chabura zo choseres v'nimne alav chabura cheres. You can have a complete switcheroo. You can have five people, A, B, C, D, and E are on carbon A, and the next five are on carbon B, and they each can switch and be on the different carbon. They decide they like this animal, they decide this like this animal. You can make a complete switch. Right? Rashi just points out, right, the Gemara says, af al gav the nimne alav chabura zo choseres v'nimne alav chabura cheres kol chabura shlema. An entire chabura, shim nimnu al pesach echad, that's on one korban pesach, yimshechu kulam yedei mimenu. They can all remove themselves from that korban. And the Mishnah is the loke Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah is not like the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. The ka'ama la kamam perak vishay tama. His tama is the same in a couple of days. Ubavajia echad bnei chabura rishon kaim alav. He says, no, you can't do a complete switch. You need to have one person who's initially registered on that korban pesach still be on that korban pesach. Otherwise, I guess, I'm not sure. We'll get to that in Antav Tzadi Tess, Rashi says. Okay, so
let me just say that this Mishnah is clearly teaching you that there's no brayer.
Why is there no brayer?
Because it's telling you, it says ad till the time the carbon shackle. Once the carbon shackle, nobody can switch.
Correct, but when you're making the termination at the shrita,
right,
it's not a retroactive determination.
Right. So
oh, you say that.
So
I don't know.
It's telling you that's the cutoff.
That's
clearly, the cutoff. There's no brayer after that. You cannot switch.
You cannot switch after it. Oh, yeah. Okay. And then the Mishnah then said, "Nimnim u'moshim esyadei machi yishachet." So the Mishnah said that they can be place themselves on, and they can remove themselves up to shrita. And Rabbi Shimon says up to zrikas adam. So the Gemara says that when Rabbi Shimon says zrikas adam, that doesn't mean that they can become part of the korban pesach after shrita. It just means that they can remove themselves after shrita up to zrika. Amar Rav Abayi machlokes limashich. The Rabbanan savar miyoseh. Rabbanan say the pasuk says miyoseh michiyusa deseh. When it's still alive as a sheep, that's when you can remove yourself. From Shimon Savar, may have yoseh deseh, right? As long as it's still here. Aval limanos, the divrei kol achi shachet. He says, but limanos, to be counted on the Korban Pesach, that's only up to Shrita. The Amakra, b'michsas nefashos, it says by b'michsas nefashos tachosu zaseh, b'michsas nefashos, b'hadar tachosu, first you have to have the people counting and then shechting it. So shecht, the only machlokes in Reb Shimon and the Chachamim is whether or not you can remove yourself from a group beyond between Shrita and Zrika. But to put yourself into a group, you can't put yourself in. They all agree that you can't put yourself register onto a group after Shrita. Taina Mihachi, the Bryce that supports this. Nimnim umoshkim es yadeim imenu achi shachet. You can register and remove yourself from the carbon up to Shrita. Rav Shimon Omer, nimnim achi shachet. You can register up to Shrita. Umoshkim, but you can unregister achi zarek adam. It's exactly what our Mishnah says, how we explain. The Mishnah of the Bryce is explicit. Okay. Next Mishnah. Hamimana imo acher b'chelko rishonim bnei chabura liten lo et shelo v'hu ochel mishelo v'hu ein ochel mishelahem. So what happens here is, let's say we have a group of five, a group of four. Each one's supposed to get a quarter of the animal. They decide we four together. Person D decides to add more people onto the to register more people with him without the permission of the other three. So now does the carbon have to be? Let's say he decides to add another person. So now, do each of them now only get a fifth? Or can they say to him, listen, you registered him without permission, you take your quarter and you split it with him. But we're not going to lose, we're not going to lose our you know, lower our percentage. Because we never agreed to have him put onto this korban. Right? Rashi says, Echam yibnei chabura, shehimane achem imo al chalko, below das chabura, without the permission of the rest of the people, Rishayin lomar lo, they can say to him, tol chalkecha, you take your portion, v'tsevachol atav v'chavruscha es chalkecha. You and the person who you put on the korban, they can eat that portion. The islay lahaitana pesach necha beis chaburas. Because we could say this Mishnah holds that a pesach can be split up into different chaburas. You take your portion and go there, and we'll take our portions and sit here. But we're not splitting our portion with the new guy that you put on. And the whole point of korban pesach is to bring everyone together. But I guess even that this you know there's limits. So yibay luhu. Gemara asked the question. So you have the Bnei Chabura, but one of the guys on the Chabura is known to that he's got quick hands, basically, and he eats a lot. Right? You got the Chafot, Rashi says, Lishnam Alya, Mimar Le'echol Harbe. He can eat a lot. So by the time everybody eats a kazayas, he's eating four kazayas, just an example. He eats a lot. So the problem that they have now is that he's going to eat more than everybody else. So again, this isn't necessarily a ritual problem. This is a monetary issue. So they all paid. You know, they all pay. And this guy is going to eat much. You go to a dinner with a bunch of friends, and he orders extra, and I have to pay for him. Right? So he's eating more. I have to pay for him. So he boilu. B'nei chavur sh'ayodav shel echem en yafos. Mahu sh'yomru lo. Can the rest of the chavura, the three other guys say to him, tol chalka chavitzei. You take your portion, and that's it. And in other words, take your portion, in our example, take your 25% and leave. And that's it. Don't sit with us and go somewhere else. Mi armina matzi armaluhu. Can he say to them, Haki Biltun, well, you accepted me. You guys know. Whenever I eat, you accepted me onto the Chabura. O Dilmo, or maybe Matsum Memale, they could say to him, Ki Kablina le Tukune Zvicha. The only reason why we took you is because we wanted to make the carbon better. What does it mean the carbon better? We needed more people on this carbon because to be finished and not have leftovers. But we did not accept you in order for you to eat so much more than us. We only accepted you to prevent Nosar. We didn't accept you that you're going to eat more than the rest of us. So that's the shaila. So Gemara tries to bring some rayos one way or another. Gemara says Tashma from the following, but maybe we can learn it out from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said Hamimana Achir Imo El Chelko Rishar Bnei Chabur Li Torne Shalov Uachol Shal Shalov Vehin Ochin Shalayhem. If you had the case where the person registered extra people without the permission of the other group, they can say you take your portion and go there. So the Gemara says, "My taima, what's the reason why they can kick him out and say, did you take your portion and go there?" Because it's very similar, halachically, it's similar to the case of somebody who eats more. Because this guy, he's eating more because he has another person. And they can say to him, no, you take your portion and leave. So too, we can say to the guy who eats more, you take your portion and you leave. Right? So, Isak adaitach yadav yafos, matzi amal kibotun, nahave hai ke yadav yafos. Right, same idea. He says, if you think that the guy can say, no, you accepted me, so maybe he could say, no, you accepted me, and you accepted me with all that comes with it. What comes with it is the extra people. The Gemara says, no, army lo deoshani. It's different. It's obvious. We accepted you, we didn't accept them. Right? So even if you tell me that but the guy who's Yadayim Yafos, that, oh no, it's okay, you accepted me, that's why I accepted you as an individual. But we didn't accept you and you and you and you. That's just a different case. Right? The Inami Tarvayu, he says, Amri Lo Deo Shani. The Inami Tarvayu Chabani Chabu Achli Motsi Armale Delo Nichalan Inish Nukhra Gaban. He says, because even though they're eating, because you could say, even though they're eating one portion, the guy could say to them, we didn't want more people here. We're exclusive. We didn't want these people. So it's a very different case when it's to say you can't compare the cases. One is talking about whether I accepted you and what you would do, and one is talking about accepted you and other people. I never accepted other people. You could say I accepted you with what's going on. I never accepted you to bring other people on. So there's no comparison between the two.
How do you have a case like this? Because maybe it's shy that you're going to wind up in a case where somebody won't get a portion of carbon pesach. If everybody can take care of, if it's not divided equally.
Right, so maybe the case would be that everyone has to have the kazayas. The question is, he's taking more than the kazayas. He had 800 kazayasim on this carbon, and there are four people. So everyone's going to get a kazayas, and he's just going to have, you know, much more. Okay, so, right, Tashma, let's bring another ayah. So, Hashamash. So the shamash, this is the guy who's serving, right? He's the waiter. Well, the waiter is a big important position, right? It's not like the waiter we have now. It's important. So he is, and he's part of the group. He was registered on the Korban Pesach. She'achal kezayis basar b'tzadat tanur. The problem is now is he ate his kezayis right by the spit before bringing it to the table. So we had mentioned this before, right? Im haya pikeach malak reisum menu. The problem is he should finish eating right now because he cannot. The Mishnah was on Pei Vav, I think. The Mishnah told us that you can't eat the Korban Pesach in two different places. You can eat it in one place. So if he eats it by the side of the oven, by the side of the spit, a kezayis, and then he brings the korban to the table, he can't eat it by the table, and he only had a kezayis now. He wants more. So if he's a pikeach, he should eat a little more by the spit. The imratu b'nei chamura lasos tova imo. And if the people who he's registered with want to do it, be nice. Rabbi Yehuda said, if you want to be nice, they should come, and they should eat the Korban Pesach with him right there. He made a mistake, so now instead of eating at a table over there, bring the table to him over here, and they don't have to worry about eating in two different places. But the Gemara admits, what's the diuk from the Brisa? Ratzu in, only if they want to do a tova to him. If they want to, they don't have to. Lo ratzu lo. But if they don't want to, they don't have to. V'amai, and why are they not obligated to do that? Name aluhu hakibul tun. Why can't he say to them, no, you accepted me to be part of the Chabura. Okay, I made a mistake, but part of the acceptance was like an equal portion with you guys. So you should have to come here. From the fact that he can't say that, it shows that we don't force somebody to say, you accepted me for all my flaws, I guess. I think that's the Chayla, not sure. Right, he says, name Elohu HaKibultun. Why can't he force them and say that just like you accepted me into the Chavura, you accepted me in order that I can eat my full portion. And the only way that I can eat my full portion is if you guys come and eat with me now. So you see from here that they don't have to do that, which means the guy cannot say, you accepted me for everything. And therefore, right, you cannot force them. You cannot force them. Because I guess there's a tircha. Yeah, you don't have you can force him. You can force him to not eat more. You can force him to only eat to the equal portion.
Right. The same reason that you don't have to go and eat with a waiter.
Right. So Mara says no. Shani Hassan there is different. The Amrilei, because they can say to him, "Ki kalbita na daitach to nitrach kaman." You're the waiter, right? We accepted you that you would work for us. Limitrach lan lidach lo kalbinach. But we never accepted you that we would be matriach ourselves to go serve you. But in the other case, maybe they did. Maybe he is accepted for whomever he is. In the waiter case, we're not accepting the argument that you accepted me because we only accepted you for the reason of serving us, not for us serving you. But in the case of the gluttonous guy, maybe when they accepted him all the way through, and they can't just say, no, you take your portion and leave. So Tashma, another potential raya. So this is from the Tosefta. B'nei Chabura, and this is exactly our case. B'nei Chabura shayyadav shal echa mehen yafos. The B'nei Chabura, well, one of them eats a lot. Rishayim lomar, the B'nei Chabura can tell this guy, Tol chalchachavetzei, take your portion and leave. Don't stay here because you can't have more. In our case, take your 25% and get out of here. Right, below owed, and not only that, Ela afilu chamisha v'asu sibolis. Even if you have five people and they made a sibolis, sibolis I thought meant like a potluck dinner. I write a sibolis. Ta'arov esuda shakol yimosh hashana. Everyone came and put the food together, not only take Korban Pesach, they're making a sibolis, and they bring in Rashaim Lomar, Tol chalchachavetzei. Take your portion and leave. There are five of us. Each of us get 20% of the food that's brought together. We're sharing equally. I don't know if they measure it or not, but one guy can't just be taking more. Right? So Shema Minah, you see clear from here that if one of these people would be somebody who eats a lot more, they can say to them, listen, we only registered you to have an equal portion, and if you're not going to be able to eat equal portion, take that portion and then leave and don't stay with us. Okay, so now the Gemara asks, what the Brisa said here, the low owed, and not only. So the Gemara says, what's velo owed? My velo owed. I mean, not only. So the Gemara says, lo mi baik amar. Meaning it's an ancient, not only this, right? Lo mi baik Pesach, not only on Pesach, where they certainly can say, take your portion and leave. Dematzi amalei ki kalbinach lutakuni zvicha. Because they can say to him, the reason why I accepted you is just to make the carbon better so we don't have nosar. But ela filu sibolas, even a regular meal during the year, nami. They can also say this, that tzavsa ba'almahu, Rishayim Lomar lo tel chalchav say. Even in the regular year, they only got together. They're only joining together because they want to sit together. There's no halachic reason to sit together. They just decided to have a communal meal. Still, they can say to the guy, "Yeah, we're having this communal meal, but you can't take more. Too much more than everybody else." Right. Ika de Amri. Some say the sup halo ibayilon. Some say that we never had this suffix. He says the sup. I guess we never had the suffix about a person of a dying yafos, because they for sure they can tell him, you know, take your portion and leave. Elahachid ibayilon. This was our suffix. Bnei chabura. So he had a group of people that they want to split the Korban Pesach. Rishayim lachalek. Oh, ina rishayim lachalek. Can he force them to split away? Right? Is that the case? Rashi says, "Rishayim lachalek lichalek apetsa b'neim lekol echad chalek habagio." Oh, ain rishayim lachalek ela ochlin keechad v'nosim amalch b'neim kishar sudos. If the korban that's made the shaylos by korban Pesach, can we say, "Okay, we're all registered, but we're going to force everybody to eat separately"? Or they say, "No, no. Once we're registered as a group, you can't force people to eat separately." So Tashma, the Gemara answers that suffik b'nei chabur shayyadav shel echad ben yafos. The person at the Bryce that we just brought down, if you have a group where one person eats a lot, Rishayim Lomer Tol Chalcha Chavetzei, right? If you can tell him, go and leave. Yadav Yafos in. You can only split up when you have this guy who's going to eat a lot. Ein Yadav Yafos Lo. But if you don't have that situation, then you can't force somebody to split up. If I eat regularly, the four of us, and I eat regularly, you can't tell me Tol Chalcha Chavetzei and leave. You can only do that, but the person who's going to eat too much. Okay. So Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua, Irvu Rifta Bahade Adati. So Rav Papa and Rav Huna, I guess they were sharing a meal, sharing bread to eat together. Ada Achel Rav Huna Breid Rav Shua Chada. So I guess by the time Rav Huna Breid Rav Shua ate one loaf of bread, Achel Rav Papa Arba. Rav Papa ate four. So known elsewhere, Rav Papa was a Baal Basar. He was a heavy guy. So I guess he liked his food. So by the time Rav Huna ate one, Rav Papa ate four. So Amar Leis, so Rav Huna says to Rav Papa, Plagli. Wait a second, oh, give me my portion. At least pay me. You know, we split the cost. You ate three quarters, I ate one quarter. Pay, give me another quarter in fees. So he goes, Amrale, Rav Papa says to him, no, Kabil Tun, you accepted me. So Ase Kohani to Yufta. So he asked all the questions that we just wrote down. Vishani Kid Shanina, and Rav Papa then answered him. So Ase, then Rav Huna asked him again from the Bryce of the Bnei Chabura. From the Bryce of the Bnei Chabura, which shows that they can tell the guy, take your portion and leave. Amrale, Hasam, the Amalek Kikal Binach of the Kunis Zvicha. He says, no, Papa says, yeah, that's different because there they accepted, I guess, no, Amalek, Republic Hasam, the reason why there they could force him out is because the only reason why they accepted him was to be a benefit for the Karban. But there's no Karban here, so that reason doesn't apply to me. So then Ace faced Sibolis. So he asked him from the Bryce of the regular meal. He said, oh, that Bryce, okay, you're right. So Polyglay. So then he gave him his portion. So now Rav Huna doesn't want to eat with Rav Papa anymore. So the next time, Azal Irav Bahadei Ravina. So then Rav Huna went to eat with Ravina. Now, Ad Achar Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua Chada, Achar Ravina Tanya. By the time Rav Huna ate one, Ravina ate eight. So he went from eating one to four to one to eight. So Amar, so Rav Huna said, I was better, may a puppy below Chada Ravina. I'd rather have 100 Rav Papas than one Ravina. You know, this is, I guess, teaching him a lesson, I guess. I don't know.
It's interesting, though. Didn't we think of Rav Papa as being person who always tries to find a simple way out, and that's why...
But Papa's always the one who found the middle ground.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, okay. Between other two shitos.
Yeah, right.
But what two shitos is he following here? This is my food.
I don't know. Right. He's showing himself to be a bit selfish in his...
Yeah, he paid him back in the end.
He was hungry.
We haven't, you know, we're eating. Right? Okay. There's six pickles there. You take three. Okay. Right, so we ate fast, and therefore what? Okay, but he's able to eat quickly, so he's able to eat more, no?
Seems to be indicating that it would just be a quicker, so the question is, does someone else eat quicker, or one person eats slowly? Yeah, I guess you're right. So can the slow person say, just give me my whole thing, and I'll eat it slowly?
I don't know, okay. So Tana Rabbanan, learned in a Braisa. Ha mimaneh acher imo al pischol al chagigoso. So someone has... He registers other people on the Korban Pesach. I guess he buys the Korban Pesach. He registers other people on the Korban Pesach and the Chagiga. Right, that's the Chagiga that's brought. This is the Chagiga's Yudalad. So Ma'oshe Biyado. So that, I guess they give him money, right? They chip in. So that, but that money is now used. That money is in lieu of the money that he used to buy the Korban. So is that money Kedusha money or not? It's not money that gets transferred. The Kedusha of the Korban gets transferred on. It's chulin. Right, the hamocher olasa ushlamav, someone who has a korban ola and a korban shlamim, and I guess he's yotzei now. He doesn't need them. So he tries to sell, and they're already earmarked as an olam shlamim, lo asa v'lo klum. The mechira doesn't work, because since he already was makdish them, they belong to Hekdesh, and he does not have the ability to sell them. Right? Umos kol sheheng. And I guess the money, that he, let's say they gave him money, yiplu nadava. You can't give the money back. You take that money, and you put that money into the community chest to be used at a time when you need to have karbanos on the mizbeach. So Gemara asks, well, wait a second. Me'achav lo asav lo klum. From the fact that there's no sale, why does he keep the money, and the money goes into the hektish? Whereas Mati says, why does the house always win? Right, the house seems to win here again. He goes, Mos amai v'chi me'achav lo asav lo klum. Mos amai yiplu nadava. Why do they go nadava? So Amarava, Rava says, you're right, Einachanami, the money shouldn't go anywhere. But Kenasa, it's a Kenas that they made that he won't do this again. I don't know, this is a weird Kenas, because the Kenas, you're punishing the purchaser. Maybe the purchaser didn't know. The guy says, I have these animals to sell. And then he gives the money, and he's punishing the purchaser. So, okay. So Gemara says, Umay kol shehein. When the Mishnah says, Umos kol shehein. Right, Rashi, what was that? The Mishnah said, Umos kol shehein yipul nadavava. What's kol shehein? So he says, Af al gav lo hav shavu el arba v'yahav le chamisha afil b'hayisera nami kansura banan. He says no. Kol shehein means any money given. Meaning, even if this animal should only be sold for $4, and the guy paid $5, that $5 still goes to the nadava. You can't say that. Oh, that you only put it to the nadava what the value of the animal. That $5 also could go into the nadava. Okay, we'll stop here. Stop here. Pick tomorrow. Have a great day.